Hello, Audio Boo. This has been a long time. In fact, so long that one of the last couple of times I've done Audio Boos, which tends to have been stopgap things at events, the app had changed. That's how long it had been between I'd used it. Anyone who's listened to my Audio Boos over the years know that I tend to find a regular street. I guess I'm a creature of habit. And I used to walk down Newark Street in Stenton, which affectionately became known as Boo Street for me. And since moving over to Derby, I've not really had that consistency. I've spent a lot of time with my good friend Phil Campbell, at Phil Campbell on Twitter. And it's curious how, when you work very closely with a social media collaborator, you tend not to amplify your own internal dialogue because you tend to share a lot of that with each other and then feed your social media directions into your work, which is great, but it means that you're not practicing what you preach. And I know he struggles with that as well. So this is me establishing a Monday practice where I go swimming, trying to build up some healthy habits. And I'm heading down to Victoria Baths, which is a beautiful swimming pool in Stenton Market, which I'm really disappointed to have to leave behind, because anyone who doesn't know, which is probably most of you, I'm moving from Stenton. It's just been 2 years of difficulty making the right business connections. And also, we've had 2 years of bad neighbours associated and compounded by a useless neighbouring landlord. So, finally, we decided to put the house on the market, and it sold really quick. So, we're going to be decamping, Dan and I, to my in-laws, probably for Christmas, January and February, and if we don't find a house, possibly March. I'm really looking forward and a little bit scared to such a monumental change, as we've kind of lived there for 15 years, but it had to happen. And with us both being self-employed, it's kind of finding those revenue streams is really key. And you know, the city that I called home for 15 years just wasn't able to provide it. So, Derby, as I said, the last time I audio booed, I think I was at Gallery Camp, which was a great day. And after that, I've been doing regular cyber salons, just giving a bit of an update of where I've been at. Hopefully you've been following some of these. Been doing cyber salon regularly with Phil, doing some live streaming, which has gone really well. But again, it's all change, and we're taking a bit of a break from that for a while until again we can either increase our revenue, and to do that we really need to increase our quality. There's some new kit that's come out, and the kit that we have, as mobile and fantastic as it is, and we've kind of proved concept, it's time that we want to kind of make the media reflect the quality that we are capable of producing, and that does rely on having the technology. So we're probably going to take a bit of a break from that. But the 25th of November, it's all about gaming, and if you are into tech in any way, I really recommend you looking at Cyber Salon, because they've come to this point from a very long and legacy-driven perspective. They were digital artists and digital academics and pioneers back in the 90s. Really interesting and learned people, I'm going to say. Very interesting to hear the perspectives of the people that they bring in to speak. So I really recommend you either come down to Digitas in Brick Lane, or you can look at the live stream, which the link will go out on my Twitter and Phil's Twitter. And then we were in Reykjavik, just running across the road there as I get hit by a car. And then we were in Reykjavik, for Audiences Europe with, no, for the Danish Danish Centre for Arts and Interculture. I always get it wrong. With Audiences Europe to do the very first digital audience experience, which was really great, which brought together Bloggers Lounge, live stream with a continuity studio, which is something that me and Phil really feel strongly about, that there needs to be a dialogue to stimulate the in-the-cloud audience. So we had this on-the-ground, in-the-cloud conception, so that it wasn't the fact that somebody was or wasn't there. It was about them actually taking part in the way that they were able. So I'm really taking the lead up to Christmas to really document that, put it into a proposal, and see if I can get some commissions for the new year. So that's my objective, is to get the digital audience experience commissioned. I'm particularly interested in approaching some charities, so dyslexia, and I've also had a possible contact with an autism architecture contact who's found me on Twitter. I've just had some really great ideas how the digital audience experience can be taken from a practical academic concept to a service. So people who wouldn't normally feel comfortable or aren't able for whatever reason to go to conferences, that could provide some really key information, that we can provide that live streaming connection, and also with the continuity studio have that element of connection, so you don't feel that you're just stuck at your desk or you're not able to attend. Well, I've reached the bottom of Snenton Road, which is the road that today I was audio booing from. And we're not audio boo anymore, are we? But audio boom, which, I don't know. Maybe it comes out of Americans' lexicon better than it does in the British, because it just, audio boom, just, you know, it doesn't flip off the tongue as much as audio boo. So, yes, I'm going to sign this off, because I'm notoriously bad at doing that, which is why I have a defined endpoint to my audio podcasts. And I shall say goodbye. Please contact me Twitter at PCM Creative and www.pcmcreative.com.